It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Tomorrow we're going to take a look at power ranks all over the NFL. Today let's just take a look at the NFL.
Let's go.
Obviously the Chicago situation, B, it's 9 games into his career. How significant is the damage to Caleb Williams, regardless of how much of it is self-inflicted, his own level of play?
Yeah.
How significant is this level of damage to a young quarterback?
Well, it's depending on where it goes from this point. You know, can someone come in and make him a little bit more disciplined? Because he's not very disciplined. And if you're looking at the frustration of his receivers, they understand. They like this offense, but they understand he's going to do everything basically off schedule. And a lot of times... How many seconds you got to run the damn route? 5, 10? But that's cool late in the game or when a scramble situation comes up, but every play? So I think it could be damaging if they don't get things fixed, but it could not be because he could get somebody in, get him more discipline, and have him doing stuff on schedule, and that work out. Now, is he a guy who loves doing things on schedule? Or will he always be the guy who have to be there for the heroics? You know, when you force that thing, it can become a problem.
So Thomas Brown gets the OC gig. Brown has been a hot name since his time with the Rams when he got an assistant head coach title, kind of bounced around since then. A bunch of bad jobs, frankly. He's got a big chance now. You look elsewhere. He didn't do a bad job. I'm saying he was in bad jobs.
Yeah.
You look elsewhere on that roster, unless I am missing something, Brian, which I don't think I am, they don't – if you fire the head coach, there's also the question of who becomes the head coach. They don't have anybody on that staff with head coaching experience.
And probably by design, too.
Dude, when we talk about self-preservation, this is an elite example of it.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine in the front office, in the general manager's office, there's nobody else that's ever run their own building either. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you got to just try to have new, fresh item, see what's happening.
Yeah, man. It is very, very, very interesting how that's all going to shake out in Chicago. If you look kind of elsewhere around the league, Jacksonville's got a mess on their hands. A lot of people believe Doug Peterson could be the next coach fired. The Jags are 2-8. Let's run through a quick version of who's cooked, okay?
Okay.
Jags, done, 2-8.
I think so.
Giants, done, 2-8?
Yeah, yeah.
When I asked Dunn about the Giants, do you think next training camp, you tell me who's still there? Daniel Jones.
I think Daniel Jones may be out. They're looking for a quarterback.
Brian Daboll.
And the thing about Daniel, he has an injury settlement. So if they play him, he gets hurt, they got to pay him 29. So I think they're going to bench him because they're trying to preserve some money.
I think they have a bye, so it gives them a little bit of time to come back next week. Like, oh, we really want to see what Danny DeVito can do. Is Daboll back next year?
Nah.
What about Joe Shane?
If I'm if Saquon keep running, no. Because that man already told
sleeping.
You going to have a heartache, man. You know, so no.
My thing with Daboll, watching him enough, because the Giants are always on national TV and they always play the Commanders twice a year, et cetera.
Yeah.
I think he comes up with really, really good offensive concepts. I really do. Mm-hmm. But he does not seem equipped to handle bad situations. He seems quite emotional and reactionary. Until you can handle that, I don't know that you can be an NFL head coach.
I can't stand coaches who expect players to be much more together than they are.
Right.
And most coaches tell players what they have to do and got to keep it cool. He loses his cool every damn game. And he blames players too much for me. That would be a coach I know I would have had an argument with.
Panthers all of a sudden showing life. They've won two in a row. Bryce Young
Bryce Young is playing better too. So
now I'm not saying cooked in a like they ain't making the playoffs, but all of a sudden the Panthers feel like they might have. I liked Canales. I liked the hire. What do you think of that Carolina squad?
I mean, they're not making playoff this year.
Hell no.
And my thing is, how sure are you they're going to make them next year? So, listen, this is the one where I'm going to have to say, I'm going to get my popcorn ready. They got to prove it to me.
Sure. But how different do you feel about Bryce Young now than maybe a month ago?
I just had two games. I can't give you – I think I'm still where I was.
Okay.
You have to prove it to me.
I think that's fair because the track record has been so long, so low. What do you make of everything going on in Dallas with the sun? You and I have covered enough games down there. I've seen that sun be a factor. I remember it was a factor to Kirk Cousins. Jerry's defense that, like, yeah, our guys know when and where it's going to be, and they should account for that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, yes,
but
you can pick your side of the field, but things just – happen in football fields. You don't always win the toss. Like,
yeah, you don't. But see, I just see it as an excuse by people. Green Bay has been – every other stadium seems to go north to south. Green Bay Stadium is set east to west. And right around 1:30, 1:45, that sun is going to be right there in the middle of the field. And you're going to have a punt coming to you. Do you know how to catch it? Are you going to look in the sun and get blinded? Or are you going to sit there and look kind of sideways to catch the ball? I had to learn how to do it up there. I didn't play Green Bay very often. So people that go to Dallas consistently, and if the players are there consistently, it's on them. Because a lot of times you build stadium, you're not going to move the stadium. And when Green Bay built that stadium, do you think they were thinking, let's do it like this so our players will know and the other teams don't? Because when I first went there, I'm like, I said, Coach, this sun going to set right here. He say, you better learn to catch the damn ball. John Harbaugh. And I caught the ball. You know what I'm saying? So that's an excuse for me if the players are complaining for that.
Who finishes with the better record?
Okay.
The New York Jets are 3-7. The New England Patriots are 3-7. I assume they have at least one more game against each other coming up too.
Uh-huh.
Who finishes with the better record?
Well, I'm pulling for the Patriots. You know I'm not pulling for the Jets.
I'm aware.
So I'm going to go with the Jets. I mean the Patriots, though. I'm going to still go with the Patriots. I just think that dude is so full of himself that he just can't get out of his own damn way. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Pats are largely a young team, young head coach, some good defensive players with a young quarterback that's going to make mistakes and run around. Mm-hmm. But he's going to inspire an offense. You know what I mean? Like, guys are going to want to make plays for him. Yep. You hope he's able to stay healthy because some of it's a little reckless, et cetera, right? Like, when you've already dealt with a concussion, worries me a little bit. Mm-hmm. But there's you could see a building motivation for that team.
They're going to play all the way to the end of the season.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to be playing all the way to the end of the season.
I already told you, I don't think he starts week 18.
No. Yeah.
It's freezing rain in New Jersey. You think Aaron Rodgers going out there?
You give me a bunch of young guys who are trying to prove a point, and you give me a bunch of spoiled-ass, pompous dudes that don't give a damn, and I will take those young guys trying to prove a point every day.
Right now, if the NFL draft order was determined this moment, Jacksonville would have the number one pick, the Giants would have the number two pick, then Tennessee, Cleveland, Vegas, New England, New Orleans, then the Jets. Who do you think finishes the season with the number one pick? Who do you think finishes the season with the worst record?
Jaguars have the worst right now?
Jags and the Giants are both tied.
I think it's going to be probably the Jags. The Jags right now, like, they feel that they have their quarterback.
Well,
I wouldn't feel it.
Keeps sounding like they're going to shut him down. They just haven't said it.
They now, you know who's number one in a lot of draft pick things right now? The cornerback. receiver.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
So you get Travis Hunter on your team, yeah, that can help out.
He's a baller. What would you want Hunter to do in the pros?
I like him at corner, but I will damn sure be playing him at receiver. I will play him at receiver too. Listen, I understand everybody's getting worried about people getting hurt, this, that, and the other. He's not going to play as often, but he's going to get an opportunity to play. I guarantee you that.
Who would you take as the first quarterback?
First who?
First quarterback off the board.
Quarterback?
Kid from
I haven't looked at Ward. Yeah. I'm about to say I haven't looked at a lot, but Ward is the best quarterback in college football right now.
I agree. I think he's playing at a really high level. I worry a little bit about some of the Caleb stuff that maybe he's too off schedule, but, you know, maybe you sort that stuff out. Does it feel like we are headed towards – now it's November 12th. It's mm-hmm. too early to know. Do you feel like if I could give you – you could have Chiefs-Lions as your Super Bowl pick or all the other teams – and you either get Chiefs Lions or you get everybody else for the Super Bowl. Not picking a winner, but just those are the two teams that get there.
I'm kind of feeling like that. You're right. I think that those two are the better teams right now. And they don't seem like they're getting worse. The thing that I'm telling you why I sit on the AFC side, Kansas City hadn't played a good game yet, and they're 9-0. And what have we seen every year with them? When you get to the second half of the season, they all of a sudden start putting stuff together. So if history repeats itself, they might be right back in there again. And it'll be hard as hell for me to pick anybody against them.
I mean, I also – one minor second half prediction for me, the Vikings are playing fantastic defense. I get that. But, mm-hmm. Lanfield, have you noticed how Sam Darnold's starting to play all of a sudden? Like, the magic seems a little evaporate-y. Have you noticed that, Landini?
Yeah, I mean, that's who Sam Darnold is.
He's got 5 picks in the last 2 games.
You have to realize, man, just like I said about
younger, 6 turnovers.
When I say this about the young quarterbacks, they have that 4-week and that 5-week thing and all that. People start to figure things out. And if you have been historically average, eventually you will be historically average.
Darnold right now, the Vikings, rather, are 7-2. They're really good. They're playing really good defense. Mm-hmm. Darnold now at 10 interceptions through 9 games.
Okay.
Over, under, end of the year, 15.5.
Over.
Landy?
What?
Over, under, 15.5 picks for Darnold.
Over.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.